Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Veterans Day in New York means a parade, and this year there were also remarks from President Trump at Madison Square Park.
Behind a plexiglass bulletproof barrier and with protesters whistling and chanting nearby, President Trump spoke of the courage of New York veterans in service to their city and country. Rick Rescorlot served in Vietnam, then worked as head of security for Morgan Stanley at the World Trade Center.
On September 11th, he saved 2,700 lives before giving his own.
The president put his hand over his heart as the centennial wreath was placed at the Eternal Light Memorial.
You are America's greatest living heroes, and we will cherish you now, always, and forever.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds at Madison Square Park.
It's pretty nice out today, so enjoy it while you can. There's a big change coming tomorrow. Let's get more now from AccuWeather and meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It will be mild this afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds, a high near 60. Clouds will thicken up this evening. We'll eventually see some rain move in toward daybreak, a low down to 48. Rain will fall tomorrow morning with an early high of 49, but that rain could end as a bit of wet snow. We'll turn windy and colder in the afternoon as temperatures fall into the mid-30s by the evening commute. Windy and sharply colder tomorrow night. Low will be near the record of 22 set in 1873. AccuWeather real field temperatures will be in the teens. Very cold Wednesday, only 34 with a brisk wind and sunshine. Sun will give way to clouds Thursday, but still chilly, high 42. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson on New York's weather station, 1010 Wind.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea is preparing for his new role as police commissioner. This morning, he sat down in Harlem with Al Sharpton and other civil rights leaders and members of the clergy. The meeting was closed to reporters. News Time, the Riders Alliance and some elected officials gather this hour to call on Governor Cuomo to call off his plan to hire 500 new cops to patrol the subways. They've seized upon an incident last Friday in which a woman selling churros without a license was arrested at the Broadway Junction subway station in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. City Councilman Rafael Espinal says his office is right nearby.
She's an older woman who was causing no harm, but simply there selling churros so she can make a living, put food on the table, and pay her rent. We all know New York City is expensive. There's no reason why the NYPD should have taken the approach they took and potentially put this woman in further debt and further risk of being able to lose her livelihood here in our city.
Critics say the cops should have just asked her to leave. Transit Chief Edward De La Torre says officers have been responding to a number of recent complaints of violations at Broadway Junction, including unlicensed sale of food and other products. Police say this woman has been issued 10 summonses in the last 5 months for unlicensed vending at the same station. They say she refused to cooperate last Friday and was briefly handcuffed before being released. The whole thing was caught on video by a woman named Sophia Newman and posted on social media. Newman is supposed to be at today's rally. The driver of a BX2 bus says he was assaulted by a passenger this morning. Mario Padilla says the man spit on him and punched him a number of times after he woke the man up at the end of the line.
As we were tussling outside, I managed to subdue him and held him to the ground, told some people that was some bystanders that was outside, and asked them to call NYPD so that I could have him arrested.
Padilla says he was treated at the hospital for bumps and bruises. There's no word on whether that passenger will face charges. Speaking at a Veterans Day breakfast, Mayor de Blasio announced a major expansion of mental health services and other programs for the city's vets. He said his administration has worked to help vets since 2016.
Perhaps if things had been a little more ideal, there wouldn't have been a need for a local Department of Veterans Services, but there was. and we are proud to play the role we're playing. And we are proud to have been in the front line of the effort to end chronic veterans homelessness. That was achieved here in this city.
City Controller Scott Stringer is calling on the city and state to deliver economic relief to tens of thousands of veterans struggling through the city's affordability crisis. He says he wants to expand an existing tax relief program to target support to veterans who are renters, providing an estimated 32,000 low-income vets with new support. A water main broke this noon at the mall at Short Hills in Millburn, New Jersey. Shoppers were evacuated. The mall is closed while they figure out what to do. A post on Facebook from the operators of the mall says they hope to reopen later this afternoon. Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King has decided to call it a career, telling 1010 Wins he will not seek re-election in 2020. He said his decision comes after much discussion with his wife, and they decided that since they're both in good health, it's time to spend more time with their children and grandchildren. King says some of his proudest achievements were fighting for the victims of 9/11 and getting relief for victims of Hurricane Sandy.
Working with the families to make sure they got the aid they're entitled to. That continues right up to present day with the victims compensation bill. We had to fight hard now. This has gone on for 18 years. We've gotten that done. Leading the fight to recover from Hurricane Sandy.
King is 75. He's currently in his 14th term in Congress, having served since 1993. Senator Chuck Schumer says that King stood a head and shoulders above everyone else and will miss him in Congress and value his friendship. A 27-year-old woman was killed last night in a boating accident off Long Island. Three other people were seriously hurt. Police say the 39-foot boat struck a bulkhead near the entrance to James Creek in Matatuck just after 9 o'clock. The woman who died is identified as Kelly Blanchard of Riverhead. Police have charged 48-year-old Frank DeStefano of East Northport with operating a boat while intoxicated. Police are searching for the man accused of raping a 13-year-old girl in Brooklyn the day after Halloween. Investigators say the two met near East 102nd Street and Avenue M in Canarsie about 11:30 p.m. and walked to a house where he sexually assaulted her. The teen was treated at a hospital. Police ask anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Construction of a steel seawall is underway along a section of the coast in Point Pleasant Beach. It's owned by Jenkinson's Pavilion, which is picking up the tab under a settlement with the government. The company had sued federal, state, and local authorities 5 years ago in an attempt to push back on New Jersey's insistence that nearly all of its 127-mile shoreline be protected by sand dunes.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.